At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Week one of the NFL playoffs, six games, one of those games competitive, yet a lot to talk about because we could end up having surprise, I don't know about surprise coaching changes, but I think we could at least one, maybe two surprise coaching changes that we didn't necessarily think about going into the playoffs, but now we're like, huh, I wonder. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, moderator of the Pick Six podcast, is with us. Yes, make football great again if you are watching on video. All right, let's get
shout out Football Club, shout out ATW.
There you go. Is Mike McCarthy in trouble in Dallas? My gut says no. My gut says what? No. Even though Jerry Jones seemed kind of baffled by the outcome of that game, is he going to admit another mistake?
I think that, I mean, Mike McCarthy did a really good job coaching this year.
12 wins a year, last 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, and the offense took a step forward when he sent Kellen Moore packing.
Yep.
Kellen Moore goes to the Chargers. Chargers win five games with Kellen Moore. The offense looks terrible, even though they dealt with a bunch of injuries. But the, you know, Dak was an MVP candidate. He's probably a top four, definitely a top five MVP candidate. CeeDee Lamb has a monster year. Jake Ferguson breaks out despite Dalton Schultz leaving. You know, Tony Pollard didn't really play well, but you've got enough from like Rico Dowdle. I mean, everything about this offense screams, you know, Mike McCarthy did a great job coaching. I think you can make the case, Adam, that he was actually a victim of his own success or perhaps a victim of the Eagles' failure, because to me, if Dallas is the five seed, which was really, really likely going into the final 2 weeks of the season, you know, or the final 3 weeks, whatever it was, you know, Philly just had to beat Arizona or Tommy Cutlets one time, to get the division. Dallas, or win two games, whatever had to happen.
I think they would have had to have won their last two, but again
terrible
Arizona
football
teams at home and at the Giants, they should have been able to negotiate that.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't. If Philly didn't lose five of the last six, is the point, and we'll get to that in a second. But
yes,
you know, I think if Dallas is the five seed at Tampa Bay and loses a close game to the Buccaneers or beats the Buccaneers, we're not having this conversation. But now you have a situation where one, Dallas wins the division, gets a home playoff game. They've undefeated at home all year long. By the way, the only home team to lose in the wild card round, which is weird and ironic.
Congratulations.
They are a 7-point favorite against a Packers team who is starting Jordan Love in his first year. Mike McCarthy's old team. Clear revenge for everybody involved. The expectation is that the Cowboys advance to the divisional round and potentially have a home playoff game, you know, this week, right? I mean, yeah. they were actually guaranteed to have a home playoff game this week because you're the two seed. So instead, the Cowboys are sent packing. And when you factor in that Dan Quinn, whose defense wasn't good against Green Bay, but has been very good the last few years, has made it clear that he's going to go take a head coaching job this offseason. And now Bill Belichick's available.
Oh, is he?
He is. I don't know if you heard.
I'm sure he says that, but somebody still has to offer him one.
You and Ryan Willis, nobody wants Belichick. Bill Belichick interviews you, buddy. You don't want to interview Bill Belichick. But I think Mike McCarthy should be very, very worried for his employment status because of all these factors.
Let me throw this out because in retrospect, we should have seen what Green Bay was about to do to Dallas. We should have seen it coming. We should have. And here's why. And again, these things are always easier in hindsight. I didn't see it coming either, right? Dallas against playoff teams, their record this year was 3-4. All three of their wins were home. Yes, I know the game against Green Bay was home. They beat Philly. At that point, Philly had become trash. Philly had become a bad team already. And frankly, we should have seen Philly's demise coming based on the fact that even when they went 10-1, they were just getting by. We should have been able to see that that was a house of cards. They beat the Rams earlier in the season before the Rams became anything, and they kind of lost to the Lions at home. So those were the three wins against playoff teams in their own building. For the most part, they kicked the crap out of bad teams all year. That's what Dallas did.
Sure.
Green Bay wasn't bad. Green Bay was playing at a super high level, and Jordan Love, last 10 games of the regular season, one of the best quarterbacks in football. So yeah, I mean,
Jordan Love, I don't think we could have seen 48-32 in a game that wasn't even that close coming.
A blowout, no. But right. We should have seen that possibility, the possibility that
I thought Green Bay could hang with Dallas. Of all the wild card rounds, wild card games notwithstanding. And by the way, it's really kind of curious. We talked about this a little bit on the pod last night, but there weren't a lot of good. There's only one game that was good. The Lions and the Rams.
All the other games were toast.
But they were really compelling to watch because it was like this absolute destruction and meltdown final of the Cowboys and Eagles, which is always intriguing. You had the snow in Buffalo, the weird cold weather in KC, and it was 26-7, and it never felt close, but it was also never a runaway. And then C.J. Stroud lighting the world on fire and Joe Flacco throwing back-to-back pick sixes. Yes. Like the whole weekend was really compelling despite only one good football game.
Agreed. It was,
which is pretty hard to do. The NFL, stay strong.
Undefeated.
The NFL doesn't play around.
Yeah, the NFL is 100% undefeated. Because there were, and even the, look, even though the Chiefs and Dolphins was not necessarily wasn't a close football game, Kansas City did enough bad that they kept Miami in it. And in some ways, Tampa did the same thing last night with Philadelphia.
Buffalo didn't really do anything bad. No. But, defensively, Pittsburgh was in that game.
Yeah, sort of. Buffalo needed to score, they scored.
Yeah. I mean, the score was 24-7. Score was 24-17. I mean.
Right.
That's a touchdown.
But what happened when Pittsburgh scored to make it 24-17?
Buffalo scored.
Right down the field. Buffalo did what they had to do. Let me get to Philadelphia and Tampa. I think it's more likely that Sirianni gets got than McCarthy. Jeff Lurie looked like he had eaten a bad clam in the visiting suite. He looked like...
Video where the Eagles fan went down to the corner, like where the coaches were all walking back and dumps a bucket of popcorn on Sirianni and said, "You're bleeping done," and then had security chase him up the stairs?
Are you serious?
In Tampa. I mean, wild.
That is crazy. But they were so bad. And the decision to change defensive coordinators, which made Philly's defense worse...
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for pack therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I mean, they gave up an average of 30 points a game, I think, under Matt Patricia. They weren't giving up an average of 30 points a game under, Desai, right?
Yeah, the defense got substantially worse with Matt Patricia.
Yeah, that pencil thing in your ear, get at it. Miss me with that.
Well, I mean, the issue with, so if you look at the Sirianni stuff, one, you're right. Like, Jeff Lurie, I mean, Jerry Jones just looked like Jerry Jones. We're also used to Jerry Jones in a luxury box.
In a playoff
looking,
game.
In a playoff game, looking completely befuddled, like he's going to... You can't believe that deal with Satan that he made in 96 Is it like he can't believe that Lucifer is holding him to that. He's like, I really thought that Beelzebub might let me out of this contract with my soul for that one time, for that third title I asked for in 96.
Right, the one without Jimmy.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Jerry, look, this is Raleigh Radio, buddy. We know, my pal Garrett Soler tried to sell his soul for an ACC title a few years ago. It's like, no dice, buddy. You gave that one away in college. With the Eagles, you have this whole slow burn of the offense isn't good. Shane Steichen's offense in Indy is really good. Sirianni is so fiery and is out there that tends to amplify things. The defense is struggling. The play calling is bad. So people are blaming Brian Johnson. Then he switches to Matt Patricia. Like, that's going to save the day. The defense gets worse. Then in week 18, you have a situation where you should really read the tea leaves, see the scores, realize you're not going to win the division, get Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown out of the game. A.J. Brown suffers an injury to the point that he can't play
right
on Monday night in Tampa Bay. And Jalen Hurts has this disfigured middle finger that he caused issues in terms of his performance.
Sure.
And he had said as much before the game. And so then you go down and you get absolutely blown out by Tampa Bay. They look like they'd mailed it. Everybody looked like they had mailed it in from a Philly perspective, defensively and even really offensively, with the exception of Jalen Hurts just trying and Devontae Smith giving it his all out there. But I mean, by and large, Jason Kelce, that was Jason Kelce's last game as an Eagle. That's sad.
It drove him into retirement.
But I think with all of those issues simmering, somebody said on our podcast last week that if the Eagles lose, it wouldn't be shocked if Nick Sirianni gets fired. I was like, that's crazy. But you sort of floated around the league, before the game. It's like, all right, maybe it's not that crazy. And then to lose like that, I don't think it's out of control to suggest that we could see both Dallas and Philly open up this offseason.
I think Dallas will stay with Mike McCarthy. I think Philly will move on from Nick Sirianni. And if I were Bill Belichick, I would leave Atlanta. And I know he left Atlanta already. He didn't.
He went to Arthur Blank's yacht.
Is that where they're hanging out?
Yeah.
Then that's probably where he's going to stay.
It's a good landing spot.
What, Atlanta?
Yeah.
Who's playing quarterback?
Top 10 pick. Get a quarterback.
Hey, okay.
Go sign Kirk Cousins. Bring him in.
Oh, gosh, no. Josh McDaniels. He'll hate
Kirk Cousins. What would be wrong with that?
He'll hate
Kirk Cousins. Playing awesome.
He'll hate Kirk Cousins.
Are you serious?
He'll hate him, yes. Kirk Cousins.
I would love Kirk Cousins.
I don't think so. You know more than I do. That's Will Brinson, by the way. CBSSports.com.
He would hate Derek Carr.
Yes, he would hate Derek Carr.
Carr would be like, hey, Bell, I'm moving in next door. He'd be like, go away.
I'm leaving.
This.
I'm not coming.
If
I were Belichick, Philly's where I would go.
Philly?
Yes, because they've got the guy who can build a roster. Howie Roseman is one of the elite player personnel guys in the entire sport.
And
Bill can just coach. And they've got the bones of a really good team.
Well, I will say this, too. I think that people and Panthers fans might have gotten a whiff of this a little bit over the past week because he did interview in Carolina, I think. But Will McClay, who is the, I think his title is now like VP of football personnel or something, whatever the hell his title is. It doesn't matter because Jerry is the technical GM. Will McClay's been the guy shopping for the groceries in Dallas for a while, and he does a really good job. He doesn't require the GM title. Belichick wouldn't have to be the GM, and I think Stephen Jones has a lot more input into what's being done on a global macro perspective than Jerry gets the credit. Jerry just wants to be the GM of a Super Bowl winning team. That's all he wants. Like, he just wants to be able to be like, I told y'all Jimmy Johnson was me. It's all me. I did it all. It's like, Jerry, they haven't won since 96, dude.
Yeah.
Are you not going to figure out that this is you? It's you. Stop it. Give somebody else a GM title.
Yeah, and he doesn't like to admit mistakes. That's why I think Mike McCarthy stays. All right, I said this earlier, Will. The biggest overreaction game is going to be Miami-Kansas City for this reason. One, we're going to run the Dolphins through it, including, is Tua any good? We don't know if Tua is any good. Look, when Tyreek Hill had the high ankle sprain, and Jaylen Waddle, who had been dealing with injuries all year long anyway, when he became just good and not dynamic, same thing with Tyreek Hill, even though there were bursts of Tyreek Hill. Their offense kind of went the other way. Defense wasn't great. And frankly, is anybody surprised that a team from Miami would struggle when it was a zillion degrees below zero? Why are people making, they just can't play when it's negative 30? Well, no kidding.
The whole thing about the Dolphins is that, you know, people are like, oh, God, you got to go down to Fort Lauderdale in September, or Miami and Fort Lauderdale, that area, South Florida in September. Then, you know, Miami's, they're like, well, we're white. Why don't you guys wear your black uniforms up there? It's roasting.
And it's hot everywhere anyway.
That's the payback you get, though, when you have to roast in September. Your opponent's not used to dying in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami heat in September. Well, yeah, you're not used to 4 degrees or negative 28 degrees or whatever it is. I think the Dolphins, and by the way, these coaching things need to linger out as long as possible, so we don't start having the Tua conversation, because that's going to be the quarterback. Quarterback du jour combo of the offseason is, how much does Tua get paid? Do you pay him? What do you do?
Is he a top 10 quarterback in the league?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's the conversation.
We have Jackson and Allen and Mahomes. And who am I missing? Burrow, right?
Stroud.
I'm not putting Stroud in that category yet.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Way better than Tua.
I'm not saying he's not better than Tua. I'm just.
CJ Stroud is the top 10 quarterback right now.
I'm not arguing that. He probably is. All I'm saying is there are, I'm using the Cam Newton for kind of category. There are game changing quarterbacks. And there's only four of those. He's not a game-changing quarterback.
He's not. CJ is unbelievable.
We're just going to how open were those receivers? He did make a couple of great throws. But if nobody's covering me, I should be able to complete that.
Nobody is taking Tua over CJ Stroud.
I didn't. Again, I am not arguing that.
See, we're already doing the thing that everybody's going to do.
I am simply saying that there are game-changing quarterbacks, right?
And I'm
I don't put C.J. Stroud in that category at all.
I would put Stroud in there, but I mean, we don't need to. I mean,
okay, yeah. I don't want to have this debate.
The point being is Tua is going to be talked about a lot this offseason.
But Tua is in that group of quarterbacks.
He's a game manager.
And there's that shouldn't be a negative connotation. Brock Purdy is a game manager, right? Jalen Hurts is probably a game manager. The best of Jalen Hurts might be closer to that other category, though. Right?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put him there yet, because the second half of the year, he was pretty pedestrian before the injury, although he had a shoulder injury.
Jordan Love might be in that.
Not a game changer. He's also in that next category, right? We have a bunch of quarterbacks that you can argue are top 10 quarterbacks. How much do you pay Tua? How much do you pay Baker Mayfield, who had a very good year? Not a great year, but a very good year. How much do you pay Jared Goff? How much do you pay these guys who are not of that ilk? How much do you pay Dak?
$40 to $50 million a year.
I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. Your team's not going to be good.
Well, but I mean, that's the debate. I mean, but that's the price, and that's the debate.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. That's going to be all offseason long is going to be the Tua talk. And Dak, by the way, had one of the best years, maybe the best year of his career.
His
rookie year could be better. He's going to get his contract's going to get redone. He's going to be in the $50+ million range.
Not for me. Bye, Dallas.
He just is after that season.
Right. Bye, Dallas. We'll see you.
But I'm saying that's going to be the conversation with Tua.
Cap's going to go up $50 million.
Is Tua going to get $45 to $55 million a year?
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him that. I wouldn't pay any quarterback that
either.
Unless you're a game changer. If you're just
Herbert,
one of those
Jackson.
Other-
Yeah, Mahomes,
I want to see more from her. I understand why everybody loves Justin Herbert, but but I got to see some success from Justin Herbert before I'm throwing. Well, he's already got paid. So what are we doing?
Yeah.
He's already got the bag.
You'd like to win more than five games a year when you're paying $54 million.
I mean, coaching can't be that bad. You're supposed to be able to overcome bad coaching. But anyway, all right. Give me your four winners before we have to say goodbye, Will Brinson. Four winners this weekend. We have Houston at Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Money where your mouth is. We're happy to see CJ Stroud, the best quarterback we've ever seen. Just kidding. I
mean,
I'm just kidding.
He's great. But Lamar, I mean, look, I've got chalk across the board here, I think.
I'll bet you Baltimore and San Francisco both have struggles, but both win.
I think those 9-point plus favorites.
Yeah, both of those upstart teams are playing at an extremely high level. Kansas City, that was the real reason I brought it up. I think people are going to overrate Kansas City based on the win over Miami. I like Buffalo, not big, but I like Buffalo comfortably.
Buffalo's won by the way, Patrick Mahomes' first career road playoff game. He's won two Super Bowls, two MVPs. He's been in the league since 2017.
Right.
And he is like he's been wildly successful, and he's starting his first career road playoff game. That is insane.
Yeah.
It'll be on CBS Sports and Paramount Plus, 6:30 p.m. Sunday night.
Beautiful.
Settle in. Maybe we'll get some snow. It's going to be really, really cold.
It is going to be cold.
And like 23, high of 23 that day.
We won't have
worry
about it because both teams are used to it. I agree. I like Buffalo in that game, and
Buffalo in a close, great game. I think
Tampa at Detroit.
I got Detroit. Detroit's a 6-point favorite. I think the Lions. I think Tampa's playing really well, and this could be a shootout. The Lions' pass defense has been very suspect throughout the course of the season. They get Chauncey Gardner-Johnson back. Aleem McNeil was huge back for them in terms of slowing down the run.
Go Pack.
Go Pack. Big state. Aleem McNeil, like one of the most underrated defensive linemen in the NFL, honestly. Like he is, and he was this way at NC State too. Like when he played for Dave Dorn and the Pack, he was, you know, he would get pressures, but he wouldn't pile up the sack numbers per se, but he was just unbelievable against the run, and he still is. And that's a huge difference maker against a team that loves to feed Rashad White. So I got the Lions winning by double digits.
I haven't picked scores, but I also have the Lions winning, and I love your hat. And that's Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. And I will talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.